One more time, the last time for the year. Merry Christmas. I suppose I should also add Happy New Year. Yep. We only have a couple of announcements. Today is a hymn sing type service. We'll tell you what to expect and what's coming up. I have a brief devotion that I'll be doing. And then I will ask you, what are your favorite Christmas songs from the hymnal? And we will sing the first verse, maybe first and second or whatever, but we'll leave that up to Diane. But we'll be calling out some Christmas songs, we'll sing some Christmas songs, and then conclude with Go Tell It on the Mountain. So that's what you can expect for today. I need to mention, these have been floating around. There are some down in the information room. There may be some out in the narthex. There were a couple in the pews. If you have this laying in your pew, please pass it to the person nearest you. But it's an invitation to our New Year's Eve party. Pastor Ron and Robin have put together a New Year's Eve party. It is from 8 to 12:15 p.m. 12:15 a.m. Right, 12, it says p.m., but it's a.m., okay? So anyways, it's a community event for everybody. Invite your neighbors and your friends to come on out and celebrate downstairs. There'll be lots of good free food and games and things to do from 8 until 12:15 p.m. That way you can be home by 1 if you go straight home. If you need any more information or details on this, talk to Pastor Ron or Robin. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we do give you thanks for all the blessings that you bestowed upon us. Thank you, Lord, for a joyful Advent, Lord. We've had a wonderful time celebrating Christmas here. How good it is, Lord, to wish you happy birthday in this way. Blessed be your holy name. And we pray that what we do here today is pleasing to you and life-changing to all of us. We pray, Lord, that you would pour out your Spirit upon us and anoint us, that we would be more like Jesus when we leave this place than when we first came in. Fill us all with love for one another. Fill us especially with love for you. We ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace to one another.
As you're making your way to your seats, I'd like to welcome all of you who are visiting today. If you are a visitor, boy, we're really rowdy today. You'd think we'd already had the parties. We'd like to welcome the visitors, and if you are a visitor, we ask that you see an usher after the service today, and they'll give you a welcome packet, or see the pastor, or see me, and we'll be glad to give you some information about the church. As the pastor said, we are taking what we normally write in the bulletin very seriously today, that the service is under the direction of the Holy Spirit. So that's why you don't have a bulletin. It looks kind of weird, doesn't it? On that bulletin, however, there is a memory verse. So if you'd please look at that if you don't have it memorized, and we'll say it two times. 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Now, we'd like to point out a couple of those announcements. First of all, next week, We have to take down the decorations. So we will unhang the greens next week after the second service. We hope some people will stick around. We always have fewer people putting away than we do putting it up. Is it like that at your house? I see some heads nodding. But we ask that you please come so that we can get stuff put away where we can find it again next November. If you are taking a poinsettia home today from the altar, there are bags over in the corner that you can put around your flower so that it doesn't get nipped on the way home. Wednesday, please note that there is Bible study again. And I think that was it. Did I get everything? Okay. Let's proceed with our worship service.
If you'll stand, please turn in your hymnals to number 246, Joy to the World.
Thank you.
Now remain standing, turn to number 237, Sing We Now of Christmas. Levi, you don't want to come down, Levi? No? Okay. Morning. I did this one. I started with him. Right? Yep. I got a couple things here. One, Levi, give me a fist bump, everybody. Okay. Lydia and Levi are my grandchildren. Yeah. You know what this is? It's a passport. Yep, it's my passport. It's expired. I need to get it renewed, especially if I plan on doing any kind of out-of-country mission work or anything like that. I had this a little over 14 years ago when I went to Mexico on a mission trip. We went down there for a week. We had a health clinic, and I handed out eyeglasses to hundreds of people who couldn't afford eyeglasses. And I had them divided into glasses for close-up reading, glasses for far away, and then I had a bunch of bifocals. And they were all donated through the Lions Club. And boy, people were just so excited. All kind of people, young and old, they came and got glasses. We would pick out the best ones for them, and I had stuff for them to read, and I learned a little bit of Spanish so I could talk to them, and it was pretty cool. It was a good time. While the doctors and nurses did some treatments and stuff, but this passport enabled me to go from one country to another. What kind of passport do we need to go from earth to heaven? Pardon? The holy passport? What would we call that holy passport? Bible. Bible tells us how to get this passport. This is what says I have a right to leave this country to go to another country. What is it that gives us the right to leave this world and go to heaven? We believe in what? In Jesus, yes. Jesus, whose birth we celebrate here at this time of the year. Jesus is our passport. Jesus is the only passport. There is no other way to get to heaven, not by being good, certainly not by being bad, not by doing a lot of good works, but certainly that's what we're supposed to do. But they don't get us to heaven. Only by believing in Jesus. And what do we have to believe about Jesus? That he died on the cross to save us from our sins. That he is the Son of God. Do you know what other name was Jesus given when he was born? Nope, Noel means Christmas. Emmanuel. And what does Emmanuel mean? God with us. Yes. So God is with us in the person of Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. And by believing in him, we get to go from this world to heaven. Yep. Jesus is our passport, the only passport. And there's a lot of people in the world who don't believe in Jesus. But if they don't have the right passport, they don't get to go to heaven. So we need to convince people. We need to show them Jesus in our lives. We need to love them to Jesus. Okay? That's our job in life, to spread the good news. So let's huddle up. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we thank you for Christmas and all that that means for us. We thank you for Easter that's coming up. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us to share this story about Jesus with our friends and our family. We ask it in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. We have some... What's next? You have no idea, do you? We're going to do joys and concerns. Anybody have a joy that they want to share?
Ugly sweaters.
Ugly sweaters. It is a joy to see some of those sweaters out there. Oh, wait a minute. Oops. Oh, socks.
And socks.
I got them for Christmas. Bonnie got them for me.
And chimneys.
Old tie, but... Okay, other joys. Yeah, family, friends, good. Yeah, I hope you all had a good Christmas. We certainly did.
Janet's new baby.
Yes.
Yes.
What was that?
Janet's new baby.
Janet has a new baby.
Great. It's a great one.
Great grandchild.
I'm great.
Indoor plumbing.
Good test results.
Good test results. Okay. Lionel trains at Christmas time. services were good. The children's thing was, like you said, just wonderful. And Sunday school. New students in Sunday school. And we had a whole new family here this morning. They were here last night, too. The Nichols family, they're from Haiti. Kids in the youth group and that. What's good?
Crazy parents.
Crazy parents. Oh, that's Katie. Katie, by the way, crazy parents. They're not denying it, yes. Yeah, joy or concern, right? Okay, so keep David in your prayers as he continues to battle the addiction to snuff. So, all the wonderful music that we had during Christmas. Yep. So for all of our joys, we like to say, praise the Lord. So for all of our joys, we say,
praise the Lord.
Can't get out of our homework. At my homework, your homework. We need to add up some prayers, send some prayers upstairs on behalf of these folks. Crystal's mom and dad were in a car wreck. The dad was killed. Mom's still in the hospital, so pray for Crystal. Pray for Lori and Veronica and Hannah. Lori, Veronica, Hannah. The Wilson family. Roberts family. Gail's husband, Doug, 64 years of age, died on Christmas Day. I'll be doing that funeral tomorrow. Let's pray for USA. Our country certainly needs the prayers. Pray for FUMC, our church, that we would be all that God wants us to be, no matter what that takes.
Traveling Mercies,
everybody on the road. Pray for safe celebrations. Remember the homeless and the poor and the sick in your prayers. We have over 30 people coming today to our place for our Christmas celebration. And you know that cold that I am just getting over that Bonnie had before me? She's got it back. Boy, is she miserable. I mean, she really feels bad. So appreciate your prayers for Bonnie. Pray for David in Virginia. Remember Nellie's, Bruce, in your prayers. Daniel and our shut-ins. We want to pray for our missionaries all over the world. Pray for those who are battling addiction. Let's not forget our first responders. People of Indonesia who just had that tsunami, killed hundreds. Our government. People who are victims of foul weather, the forest fires, floods, tornadoes, hurricanes. Even though they've happened more than a year ago, those people are still suffering. Continue to remember them in your prayers. Puerto Rico, Haiti, those places just torn apart. Anybody else? Tilly? Tilly.
Rose. Sharon's family. Unspoken. Just raise your hand. And we like to say, Lord, hear our prayers. So, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Thank you, God, for our blessings. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And God, we lift up unto the light and love of your presence all of our concerns made known here today, spoken and unspoken. We believe, God, help our unbelief. We believe that you are greater than any problem that we have or anybody else has. We believe, God, that your word is living and alive and will not return it to you void until it has accomplished that for which it has been sent forward. And the chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus. By his stripes we are healed. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We have favor with God and man. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With you, God, all things are possible. It is written. And so, God, we lift up to you our country and our country's leaders. We pray for our church, indeed for all your churches in this area, Lord. We pray for those who are lost, who don't know Jesus. We lift up to you the homeless and the poor and the sick. We ask for your safety with all the celebrations going on. We pray for traveling mercies. We ask, Lord, that you would set the addicts free and watch over them and their families and friends. Bless our first responders. Be with your missionaries all over the world. Victims of the tsunami, Lord, in Indonesia. Indeed, be with the victims who are still recovering from the storms and fires and that, earthquakes all over the world. God, we lift up to you David in Virginia and Bruce and Daniel. We pray for our shut-ins and for Bonnie. We ask for prayer for Tilly and Rose, for Sharon's family, the Roberts family, for Harry. We lift up to Lori and Veronica and Hannah, the Wilson family, and for Crystal, Lord, and her mom. Bring peace to her and her family too. And the unspoken request, God. You know the details. We're trusting in you, God. And we'll be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And at this time, would the ushers please come forward for God's tithes and offerings?
Glory.
If you don't know the words, the doxology is 95.
Thank you, especially in this season of giving and receiving gifts. We thank you for this opportunity to give to you this gift. And Lord, we pray that you would bless and multiply these tithes and offerings and gifts. Use them as you see fit through the ministries of this church for the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ to a hurting world. Bless both gift and giver, those who were able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Be seated.
Teamwork here.
Thank you.
And if you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel. This is the gospel according to Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. You know, Diane and I worked on the service, decided to do a hymn sing, and it was kind of really up in the air whether or not I was going to do any preaching. And I know. 2 days ago, as I was thinking about the service coming up and what we would be doing, and I thought, what do I like to preach about during Christmas? My number one thing that I like to preach about during Christmas is the fact that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. Blows me away. It just overpowers me. I just love that. Second thing I like to preach about the Christmas story is about the shepherds who received this message from God through the angels, and they did what they were told. They went and they found the baby Jesus, and they realized who it was, that it was the Messiah from what the angels had said, and they went and spread the good news. And it says that everybody were amazed. Everybody was amazed at what they had to tell them. So, you know, that's our mandate in life. We're to keep spreading that good news. I love that. I thought that's nice. I thought, but I'm not preaching this weekend. And it was like, not to freak you out, but it was like God said to me, "What about the word today?" I thought, what? Today? Today in the city of David. Today. Why was Jesus born that day? Why wasn't he born hundreds of years earlier, when the children of Israel were wandering through the wilderness and needed help? Why wasn't he born earlier, when they were, you know, being oppressed in Egypt even? Or how about when the Babylonian hordes carried them off into exile, and the Syrian hordes carried them off into exile? The two great diasporas where Jewish people were spread throughout the world in captivity. Where was Jesus then? What about after? What about during World War II and the Holocaust? Or why wasn't Jesus born now with all the multimedia that we have? My goodness, we can get the message out just like that. And if it's on Facebook, you know it must be true. We wouldn't even have to try to convince anybody. Well, it was on Facebook, you know. And I thought about that. And it was having this conversation, you know, with myself, with God, just not today. That was an easy one. He wasn't born today because we don't believe most of what we see, nor nothing of what we hear anymore. Everything is such fake news. It's full of innuendos and lies and politics we just don't know what to believe. We don't trust anything. Now, we have the right, and we quite often do use multimedia to spread the message about Jesus to the world. And you know, if you don't forward that prayer, you're going to hell. It's on Facebook. It says it on Facebook, so it must be true. And why wasn't Jesus born earlier? The world wasn't ready. Galatians 4:4 says that in the fullness of time, God sent his son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who are under the law so that they might receive adoption as sons, as children of God, in the fullness of time. You know, the world in Jesus' day was not near as big as the world is today. The world in Jesus' day consisted of basically the Roman Empire. They were the boss. They were in charge of all the countries that were known at that time. And Rome was forcing all of their subjects to pay them an exorbitant tax. They ruled with a rod of iron. Matter of fact, Rome had so much trouble with all of their subjects, including Israel, that they built roads that went to every part of the known world in order to send their troops to put down any uprisings. There was a lot of civil unrest. Now, Rome didn't care who you worshiped. They didn't care what kind of church you went to, what kind of religion you served. And as a result, there were all these different religions. Nobody knew who was right. There were some really weird religions. People were torturing themselves in the search for truth, fasting, starving themselves to death, searching for truth. There was a lot of drugs. There was a lot of crime. There was a lot of moral decay. Oh, my goodness. It was just the sensuousness. Their society was falling apart from the inside. Sound familiar? The world was a mess. People were looking for the truth. They were being oppressed. You were allowed to travel anywhere you wanted to go. There were roads that went everywhere. And everybody spoke a common language, Greek, which was what started with Alexander the Great. He spread Greek language to the whole world. And on top of all that, there were all these Jews who had been carried away in exile, who knew all about the coming Messiah, who knew all about God, the stories of God, the promises of God. So why at that time and not now? Because at that time, there wasn't multimedia. At that time, in order to get the message about Jesus out to the world, about the Messiah, it had to be done face to face. And there is nothing more powerful than an eyewitness account. And so people began using the very same roads that Rome built to spread the news of Jesus Christ to people who were spiritually confused, who were living in sin. And then there were already other people there who said, yeah, that's the truth, because we were raised that way, because we know about the traditions. We know about the law of Moses. We know about the Ten Commandments. We know that we're looking for a Savior. Jesus is the one. It could only have happened at that time. And as a result, Christianity became so solidified, so well grounded, that it withstood all of the persecution that came afterwards, including the Holocaust. Not only has Christianity withstood all of the persecution, but it has grown as a result. Oh yeah, yeah, God's timing is perfect. In the fullness of time, God sent his son, Galatians 4:4. God's timing is always perfect. Even though we want him to do it quicker, or maybe to hold off and do it later, we want him to do it differently. Not so much, not enough. Thank God, God is in control. God knows what's best. And we can count on God to do it in God's time. God loves you, and so do I. Anybody have a Christmas song in the hymnal that's just burning at you? We could sing the first verse of 218. Another one? 191. 27. Number 251, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Okay, I want you to put your hand up in the air. I want you to grab, because you're grabbing this light. This is the light of Christ, and you're going to take it with you. And you're going to be the light of Christ to a dark and hurting world. It's people that need this. You know who they are. Go and tell them. Tell them the good news of Jesus Christ. Now, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we thank you for this time of celebration that we've had with you. And we pray, Lord, that as 2018 comes to a close, we pray that you would bring a healing, that you would bless us and guide us, put us back together, Lord. Refresh us now and empower us for 2019. That this year will be a year that is pleasing unto you, life-changing to us, Lord, for your honor and glory and praise. Come, Holy Spirit, guide us and direct us in the way that you would have us go. For we ask all this in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said,
Amen.
Amen. Go.